Robert Lang and Dudley Foster in A Test to Destruction by R.D. Wingfield.
John.
Hmm?
John, wake up. Someone's at the door.
Hmm? What? What is it?
John, I'm frightened. There's someone at the front door.
What's the time? 2:17. The middle of the night. I wish you'd show a little more consideration. You know how important tomorrow is for me.
Someone's knocking at the front door. Listen. But there was someone, John.
Oh, yes.
It went on for about 5 minutes. It woke me up.
You imagined it. Now, with your permission, I'd like to get some sleep. Oh, lay it down, Gwen. You're keeping me awake.
John.
I'm not deaf. I can hear it.
Who can it be at this time of night? What are you going to do?
I'm going to see who it is.
No, don't go. I'm frightened.
You're being childish.
There's something wrong. I know it.
If you didn't want me to see who it was, why did you wake me up? Pass me my dressing gown. Thank you.
It stopped.
They've seen the light come on. What do you think you're doing?
I'm coming with you.
You're not. You're staying there. If there's any trouble, lock yourself in the bedroom and phone for the police.
What trouble?
Just do as I say.
Be careful.
For heaven's sake. Who's there?
Police.
Police? Just a moment.
There's been an accident. I know it. There's been an accident.
I told you to stay up there, Gwen. Now, do as I say. Yes?
Mr. Summersham?
Yes?
Mr. John Summersham?
Yes, that's me. What is it?
We're police officers, sir. Can we come in?
Why?
It's, bad news, I'm afraid, sir.
Bad news?
All right, Collins, leave this to me. It's about your son, Mr. Summersham.
About Simon? What is it?
Don't get excited, Gwen. They've obviously come to the wrong address. I would have thought you'd have checked your facts before knocking people up at this hour, officer. We have one son, he is 7 years old, and he is fast asleep upstairs.
You're quite sure he's upstairs, sir?
Quite sure.
Then I'm sorry if we've alarmed you and your wife, sir. There must be some mistake.
I'm not so sure there is. Summersham, it's not a common name.
It's not unique either. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm tired. I've got a very busy day tomorrow, and I'm cold. Good night.
Just bear with us a little longer, sir. Read Mr. Summersham that description, Collins.
Right. Simon Summersham, aged 7, fair hair, fresh complexion, recent cut over left eye.
When he fell over, John.
Lots of children have cuts. Go on, officer.
Weight 4.5 stone, small red crescent-shaped birthmark on upper left arm. That's it.
Well, Mr. Summersham?
Gwen, to put their minds at rest, would you just look in Simon's room and make sure he's all right?
Come with me.
Don't be silly. And had you been knocking long?
About 10 minutes.
You're very heavy sleepers.
My wife heard you. Yes, Gwen?
John.
What is it?
Oh, John.
Hadn't we better come in, sir?
In here.
Thank you, sir.
That's not helping, Gwen.
Here, sit down, Mrs. Summersham. Now, steady now. That's it.
Thank you.
What's happened to my son?
To stop your wife worrying, let me say right away, sir, he's all right.
How can he be all right?
You can take my word for it, Mrs. Summersham. He's perfectly fit and very well. Why don't we all let Collins make us a hot, strong cup of tea? I'm sure we could all do with one.
Tea? Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'm sorry, I should have thought. No, I'll do it. I know where everything is.
No, you sit right there. I can manage. You get used to finding your way around other people's houses. There you are, you see. Right first time.
You. What's your name?
Garwood, sir.
I'm giving you just 30 seconds, Garwood, to tell me what has happened to my son. If I'm not satisfied, I'm getting straight on that phone to Superintendent Woodhead.
But I've already told you, sir, he's safe and he's well. And if you do exactly what we say, you'll have him back again tomorrow, unharmed.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I asked to see your warrant card.
I don't believe you did, sir.
You're not police officers. Are you? Are you? I'm going to phone the police.
I'd listen to what we had to say first if I were you, sir. That was a nasty cut over his eye, wasn't it? Very accident-prone, kiddies.
Oh, see what they want, John.
All right. I'm listening.
Here we are, then. Grab it while it's hot.
And serve the lady first.
How much do you want?
We're talking about the ransom, are we? Oh, thank you, Colin.
How much do you want?
You disappoint me, Mr. Somersham. You didn't think this was a tuppenny halfpenny sordid little kidnapping, did you? Now, what's your job, Mr. Somersham? You're a security supervisor at the Department of Scientific Warfare. You're not paid the sort of salary to attract men the caliber of Collins and myself if money was the motive.
If you don't want money, what do you want?
Good cup of tea, Collins. Top marks.
Top.
At the end of last month, your backroom boys finally came through with your new paralyzing nerve gas.
I don't know who gave you that information, but it's incorrect.
It came from an unimpeachable source. We even know its code name, NPX-32. The way he keeps a straight face, Collins, I'd hate to play poker with him.
What we want, Mr. Somersham, are the technical specification pages. That's numbers 1 to 12 under Appendix A in the NPX-32 file.
No.
You want your son back, don't you?
You're wasting your time.
Come now.
Oh, do I, you know? You're wasting your time. Tell them, John. Go on, tell them.
Gwen.
No, they've got to know. Did you know my husband has a very important job with the ministry? Did you know that? He wanted to be a security supervisor, but they like their security men to be married, so he married me. Isn't that romantic?
Gwen.
We even had a son to increase his promotion prospects. It helped his job, you see.
That'll do, Gwen.
You're so unlucky, you see. You picked the one man who would rather see his son die than do anything to jeopardize this wonderful job.
We didn't want to upset your wife, so we're very sorry.
And we don't share her low opinion of you. We know you're going to help us.
I'm calling your bluff.
We're not bluffing, sir. I wish we were. If you're not prepared to help us, I'm not going to enjoy doing what I've got to do.
What are you looking at through the window, Somersham? Can you see who it is, Collins?
It's a copper.
A real one this time. Because of the nature of my work, the men on the beat are asked to keep a special eye on this house. All the lights on at 3 o'clock in the morning. Obviously has aroused suspicion.
All right, then. Let him in. You're so sure we're bluffing, call our bluff. We'll be out of that back door before you're halfway in. And you can let your son's room out to a lodger. He won't use it again.
John.
Yes, Constable?
Anything wrong, sir?
Wrong? Yes. I've got a blinding headache and I feel sick. I can't sleep.
Are you sure there's nothing else, sir?
I appreciate your zeal, officer, but that's all it is, I'm afraid.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to have troubled you, Mr. Somersham. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Somersham.
This is the camera, Mr. Somersham. You won't need flash. It's loaded with ultra-fast film.
Just one photograph of each page. It winds on automatically.
And this is the shutter release.
Here's a touch you'd appreciate. I'll just take a shot of your beautiful wife. So, I pull this tab, and there we have the finished photograph. It's the first time this technique has been applied to a miniature camera. It avoids all that boring business of having to trust you.
All top secret files are kept in our maximum security section. What you ask is impossible.
There's no such word, Mr. Somersham.
No one is allowed in there without a valid reason. If you go in, you have to be accompanied by another member of the staff. And when you leave, you are searched.
That sounds pretty thorough.
It is thorough. I devised the system myself.
Then devise another system to get round it. The deadline for those photographs is 12:30 this morning.
You're asking the impossible.
I'd think about it if I were you. We'll leave the camera and get in touch with you tomorrow for your decision. Perhaps your wife will help you to make up your mind.
He's up for promotion tomorrow. He won't do anything to interfere with that. The job comes first.
It does with us as well. We'll show ourselves out.
Thanks for the tea. You work on him, Mrs. Somersham. He'll do it.
I'm going to bed.
What they're asking for, Gwen, it's impossible.
If you don't get my son back, I'm leaving you.
I couldn't allow that. I couldn't allow that.
Would the research chemist report to number one lab at once, please? This is urgent. Thank you. Would the research chemist report to number one
morning,
lab
Alfred.
At
morning,
once,
sir. Your pulse, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. A Booking you in at 8:54, Mr. Green. Morning, Mr. Somersham.
Did I hear the tannoy as I came up the drive?
Wasn't for years, sir. The research chemist. Booking you in at 8:55.
Are you checking all passes?
Yes, sir.
You haven't asked for mine.
I know you, sir.
Whether you know me or not doesn't come into it. Your instructions are to check everyone's pass. If I'd lost my pass, you wouldn't let me in. Understood?
Understood, sir.
As it happens, I haven't lost it. Here it is.
Thank you, sir.
Well, look at it, ma'am. Is it in order?
It's in order, sir.
Good. That's your first and only warning. The next time it happens, you're out. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Somersham.
Have you been smoking?
Of course not. Oh, excuse me asking, Mr. Somersham, but are you all right? You don't half look queer.
I'm perfectly all right.
You're a funny colour.
I'm touched by your concern. Is Mr. Price in?
He's in your office. Would you like me to get you a cup of coffee? It might perk you up.
I'll have a coffee at coffee break time. I'm sure you've got plenty of work to do.
Sorry I mentioned it.
You won't forget I go before the appointment's board this afternoon. Any post for signature must come in before lunch.
How could I forget that, Mr. Somersham?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Somersham.
Get a memo out for my signature, Price. To all house staff, remind them that passes must be checked without exception. I had to stick mine under that damn fool's nose this morning.
Right, will do.
And I suggest you do one to yourself, reminding yourself of the no-smoking rule.
Oh, sorry.
I've told you about it before. Haven't you sorted out the post yet?
I don't start till 9 o'clock, sir.
If you don't intend to do any work, then stay outside my office.
Yes, sir.
And it's now 9:02.
Thank you, sir.
Price.
Yes, sir?
Would you say that I was more concerned with the job than with people's feelings?
Well, that's what you're paid for, sir, isn't it? To keep us on our toes. Oh, I expect you're an entirely different sort of person at home.
Thank you. Have you seen this abomination?
What's that?
Archer's so-called report on the ejection seat tests.
I thought it was quite good.
Then neither of you know how a report should be set out.
His style's a bit on the chatty side, but he's thorough.
Then let his thoroughness extend to following the laid-down procedure for reports. Tell him to do it again, properly.
He spent a lot of time on it, sir. Don't you think you're being a bit harsh?
That was an order, not a subject for debate. Do as I say, please.
Well, it'll be cakes all round this afternoon then, sir.
What are you talking about?
When you get your promotion.
If I get it. I'm one of many appearing before the appointments board. And what's this to do with cakes?
It's tradition, sir. When you get promoted, or you have a rise, or it's your birthday, you buy cakes all round for your friends in the office.
Then why haven't I heard of this custom? No one's ever bought me a cake.
Huh?
I must be unfortunate in my friends.
Morning, Somersham.
Why, good morning, Mr. Hamilton. How nice to see you.
Thought I'd just pop in. I say, you look a bit seedy. Not worrying about the interview, are you? Of course not. Nothing to worry about. Family all right?
Yes, thank you.
And how's my godson? He'd be 7 now, wouldn't he? How time flies. I don't think I know this young man.
Oh, this is Price, my assistant. Mr. Price, Mr. Hamilton, head of staff relations and appointments.
How do you do, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, young man. And I wonder if I could ask you to excuse Mr. Somersham and myself for a moment. Do you mind?
Not at all, sir.
We won't be long. I say, Somersham, I like the one outside. Your secretary, Shirley, isn't it?
Her typing's atrocious.
I'll swap your mind any day. I wanted a quiet word with you before the interview. It's not going to be as cut and dried as I'd hoped.
Oh?
Well, if it was up to me, the job's yours, you know that. I've made no secret of it. The fact is, Somersham, I won't be in charge of the interview. They're sending the chief security coordinator down.
Maxwell?
Genghis Khan himself. He's going to make the decision.
You told me the job was mine. That the interview was a mere formality.
Well, it should have been. Now, don't worry. You'll get it on merit. You're head and shoulders above any of the others.
But why Maxwell?
Well, they've upgraded the appointment. It's now Group A. Big things are going to happen to this place, and, well, they're being very careful that they pick the right man. Now, relax. I've never seen you look so jittery. You've got nothing to worry about.
It would be today.
What's that? Oh, this could be for me. I asked for my calls to be put through here. Hamilton. Why, hello. How are you? It's your wife. All fit and well? Jolly good. And how's my godson? I must try and pop down to see him this afternoon. Yes. Yes, he's by my side. Goodbye, Gwen. She wants to speak to you. Well, I must fly anyway. Do you think young Sabrina out there could rustle me up a cup of coffee?
Who?
Your secretary.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, I nearly forgot to tell you. Because of Maxwell, we're bringing the interviews forward to this morning. We'll be ready for you about 12.
Oh, Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, sorry, my dear.
Hello, Gwen.
Those men, they're back. What do I tell them?
You've given me a little choice, have you? Put them on.
Good morning, Mr. Summersham. Your wife tells me you'd like to take advantage of our unrepeatable offer.
Yes.
Good. The underground station in the High Street. Collins and I will be on the westbound platform at 12:30. Meet us there with a package and we'll refund your deposit.
There are certain difficulties.
You will overcome them.
I can't guarantee success.
We only pay on success. Brave tries score nothing. 12:30 on the dot. We won't be able to wait.
I may be late. I have an important interview to go to.
If you're late, we won't be there.
How's Simon?
Damn. I bet Collins 10 shillings you wouldn't ask. He's very well and sends his fondest love. He hopes you won't let him down. Goodbye.
You all right, Mr. Summersham?
Hmm?
Are you all right?
How long have you been standing there?
I've just come in.
My interview has been brought forward to this morning. There's so much to be done. So little time. I must get some air. Give me that report of Archer's. I'll see him with it myself.
Oh.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No, of course not.
I'm going to the lab first. I don't know where I'll be after that. Get them to call me on the tannoy if you want me.
Damn. Shirley?
Yes?
Summerstrom's on his way over to the lab. Give Bill Archer a ring and warn him, will you?
I'm afraid he's making stink bombs in the firm's time.
Well, you know how he tends to carry out his own private research program.
Well, he's not answering his phone. So let's hope he's behaving himself. Unlike someone I know.
Oh, sorry, Shirley. Got carried away. Be a pal. Keep trying him.
In a minute. I'm busy. Right. In 5 seconds from now. Oh, hell, who's that?
Oh, Archer.
Stay there, sir.
Hmm?
Don't move. Stay there. My lord. Are you all right, sir?
Yes, I'm all right. What the devil are you playing at, Archer?
I should have locked the door, sir. I'm sorry.
You're sorry. I see. Where's your duty schedule?
Here, sir.
It's now 10:45. At which time you should be determining the deterioration factor of the process solvents.
I thought I'd leave that, sir. Fit it in some other time.
Just like that?
Yes, sir. I had a couple of fresh ideas on the ejection seat problem which I wanted to try out.
Show me the authorization for it.
Well, it wasn't authorized, sir.
I see. I'll get it. Yes? I see. Thank you. A message for you. Himmler is on his way over. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now tell me some more about these unauthorized activities of yours.
Well, I wanted to see if it was possible to adapt Armorix for the ejection seat project.
Armorix? That's a high explosive.
Yes, but in small quantities it's a first-class propellant. I wangled a couple of ounces out of the explosives, boys.
You wangled a couple of ounces? I can't believe it. A high explosive, on the restricted list, and they're lobbing it out like 3 samples of soap powder. Some heads will roll over this, I promise you. I want a full report on my desk, naming names, by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I can't give my friends away, sir.
You can and you will. This isn't the 5th form at Greyfriars. May I remind you the undertaking you signed when you came here? Good Lord, is that it there on the bench?
It's quite all right, sir.
Quite all, there's enough explosive there to blow this entire block to kingdom come.
It's perfectly safe in that form. You can hit it with a hammer, heat it, even burn it. Without one of these fuse caps, you'll never make it explode.
Well, keep the fuse caps away from it, you fool. Oh. Peculiar stuff, isn't it? Like greasy breadcrumbs.
Yes. It looks harmless, but it'll explode anywhere, even underwater.
Spare me the lecture on its virtues. This is going back to where it came from.
All right, sir. I'll get it over to the maximum security store.
The maximum? Give it to me. I'll take it myself. My trust in you has been sadly shaken.
I'm sorry about that, sir.
I think you're going to be. Would you phone my office for me and tell them that Himmler will be in the maximum security section should anyone want him? After you, Mr. Brown.
Thank you. You know, this is damned embarrassing, Mr. Summersham. You say one of my chaps gave it to Archer.
That's correct. I'll have the full details this afternoon.
I suppose it's got to be made official.
Everything that happens in this establishment is official. I'm surprised you should ask.
Yes, of course.
You don't keep it near the files, do you?
Oh, good Lord, no. Our stuff's in the end bay. Mind you, it's perfectly harmless in this form, as long as you keep the fuse caps well away from it.
I'll still be glad when it's under lock and key. Hello. There's a nasty crack on that wall.
Oh, it's just the plaster drying.
Mm-hmm. You carry on and put the Armorex away. I'll just check the wall.
Right. I won't be a second.
Yes. It is the plaster. Now, where's that damn file? NPX 32. Appendix A.
Pity it can't be hushed up, though. It'll do the department no good.
No good at all.
It'll mean the sack for someone.
Deservedly so. Last page.
What are you doing?
Hmm?
Oh, damn, I've left our light on. I wonder who gave it to him. I bet it's young Jones. He means well, but he won't use his head. Ah, ready?
Yes. After you. Close the door, Porter. Switch the alarm back on. Right. Thank you.
Booking you both out at 11:45, gentlemen.
As late as that.
If you'll just sign the book, Mr. Brown.
Come on, Brown, hurry up.
Oh,
thank you. There.
You bring anything out with you, gentlemen?
No, we took stuff in, actually.
Would you turn out your pockets, please?
Whatever for?
I have to search you when you leave the security section, sir.
Since when?
I always do, sir. It's laid down in the regulations. Mr. Summersham would have something to say to me if I didn't stick to the regulations.
Yes, of course. Well, there's nothing much in mind.
Thank you, sir. Now you, Mr. Summersham.
I'm afraid I'm in rather a hurry.
Rules don't allow for that, sir, as you know. If you please, sir.
You've found your efficiency at a damned inconvenient time, Porter. However...
Would Mr. Summersham report to the appointments board immediately, please? Mr. Summersham to the appointments board immediately. Thank you.
Oh, you'd better not keep them waiting, sir. They like you to be punctual. Best of luck with your promotion.
The next time, whatever the circumstances, complete your search. I ought to report you.
I think that's a bit hard, Mr. Summersham. He was only trying to help you.
The rules also state, Mr. Brown, that when two people enter a security vault, each must have the other under observation at all times. You had your back to me for nearly 5 minutes. I could have taken what I liked, and he wouldn't have searched me.
Would Mr. Summersham report to the appointments board at once, please? Thank you.
Bear in mind what I've said.
You think he'll get his new job, sir?
Seeing that there's no justice in the world, I don't see how he can miss.
Thank you very much, Mr. Deacon. We'll let you know in due course. Well, I don't know about you, gentlemen, but I was not particularly impressed with Mr. Deacon.
How on earth did he get onto the short list?
Well, you might know his father. He's head of the regional personnel department.
Oh, I see. Well, I wouldn't give him a job as a dustman.
Well, then, that's Mr. Deacon out of the way. All agreed?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Maxwell?
Hmm? What was that? I'm sorry.
And we were saying we didn't think that Mr. Deacon had passed muster.
Oh? Why is that?
Well, his entire attitude.
That long black moustache looked like a Mexican bandit.
Oh, I would like to have thought it was something more than the moustache. But I agree with you. He's not our man. We seem to have ground to a halt. Shouldn't the next hopeful be here by now?
Ah, the next one is Somersham, the present security supervisor. A good man.
Clean shaven, no doubt.
Yes.
Pity his goodness doesn't extend to punctuality.
Well, I can't think what's keeping him. And he specially asked if we could finish with him before 12:30. Ah, this is him. Come in. Ah, there you are, Somersham. Sit down, sit down.
Thank you.
You know Mr. Bishop from staff selection, of course?
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Mr. Bishop.
Good morning.
I don't think you know Mr. Maxwell.
Only by reputation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Somersham. We haven't dragged you away from something important, I hope.
I'm sorry. Am I late?
Think nothing of it. Some people attach too much importance to punctuality. I do myself.
Uh-huh.
It shows the sense of discipline so necessary in this job.
We're a bit late starting, Somersham, but with luck, we should finish shortly before 12:30.
Thank you very much.
Your convenience comes first, Mr. Somersham.
Right then, to business. The procedure we adopt, Somersham, is... Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Maxwell. Had you finished?
Yes, thank you. Don't mind me. I'm just moving my chair over here so that I'm behind our friend. And now don't turn round, Mr. Somersham. Mr. Hamilton is in the chair. I'm simply an observer. I'm trying to make myself inconspicuous. You don't mind me sitting behind you, do you?
I find it a trifle disconcerting, sir.
Splendid. Carry on, Hamilton.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Mr. Bishop and I will conduct the interview, and Mr. Maxwell will simply look on. Although he may, of course, come in with the odd question as the mood takes him.
Can I come in, Hamilton?
Certainly, old chap. Go ahead.
Although Mr. Maxwell prefers to take a back seat, the decision will be his, not ours. Understood?
I understand. Thank you.
12:10.
Sir?
I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to see the time. My apologies, Mr. Hamilton. I meant to keep very much in the background.
We'll get the record questions over first. You started with us 8 years ago as a senior assistant.
I haven't got that.
Top of page 2.
Ah, oh yes.
After 12 months, we transferred you to security, where, following some excellent work in reorganizing the department, you were promoted to assistant security supervisor under Parsons. When Parsons was transferred, you took his job over as supervisor. Right so far?
Absolutely correct.
This chap Parsons, he got moved on because of some slackness in his security arrangements, didn't he?
That's right.
Who shopped him?
I reported him, if that's what you mean, sir.
Where do I pick these slang expressions up from? My apologies, Mr. Somersham. So your reward was to get your superior's job. I'll just make a note of that. Please don't hesitate to stop me if you think I'm talking too much, Hamilton.
My dear Mr. Maxwell, you're a married man, Somersham.
Yes.
You've been married 8 years, just after you joined us, in fact.
Yes. I understood security preferred married men.
Was that the only reason you got married?
Of course not.
Pity. That's the sort of devotion to duty I would like to have seen.
One son, 7 years old.
Such an interesting age. He'd be at school now, then.
Yes, sir.
As you've mentioned, Mr. Somersham, our official policy is to prefer married men for security posts. The theory is that they're far less corruptible than their bachelor brethren.
So you've missed your chance of being corrupted, haven't you? Never mind. I don't know that I go all the way with the official line. I think married men could be open to attack through their families. talking too much again. Sorry, Hamilton.
The next set of questions comes under the heading Personal Vices.
Ah, let's get a clean sheet of paper, a large one.
They're pretty straightforward. Do you smoke?
No.
Drink?
No.
You don't drink? You're not cranky about it, are you? One of these religious fanatics?
Oh, no. I have the infrequent odd glass of wine at home, but I don't go to public houses or anything like that.
I'm putting down secret drinker.
I take exception to that, Mr. Maxwell.
A joke, Mr. Somersham.
Do you gamble?
No.
Oh, come now, you must have the odd flutter on the Derby or the Grand National or even the pools.
I don't believe in gambling in any shape or form. I'm sorry, but I just don't see the point of it.
Don't apologize. I think it's highly commendable. Ah, my favorite vice is coming up. Over to you, Hamilton.
Yes. Are you fond of the ladies, Somersham?
I'm happily married.
Oh, it doesn't necessarily follow that just because you're happily
married. In my case, it does.
Well, that was a waste of a clean sheet of paper.
We have to ask you, Somersham. These confirm our own investigations, of course.
If all the reports are true, you could be the paragon of virtues we're looking for. I fear we're not holding your attention again. It's just gone 20 past.
I must apologize. I have another appointment at 12:30, which I am most anxious to keep.
How intriguing. You're obviously not going to have a bet, a drink, or meet another woman for a smoke. Nor, I imagine, are you going to meet another member of the staff.
Yes, we were remarking on that earlier, Somersham. As far as we could discover, you have no close acquaintances.
Who is your closest friend on the staff?
I have no friends on the staff.
Doesn't that worry you?
Why should it? I have my career, my wife, my son.
In that order.
I beg your pardon.
Perhaps I could take over now, Mr. Hamilton.
Please do.
It would speed things up, wouldn't it, Mr. Somersham? I must confess to being quite impressed, Mr. Somersham. It hasn't been a particularly comfortable interview, yet you retained your composure extremely well.
Most impressive.
Yes, indeed. And there's another point in your favour. Apparently you don't mind being disliked. Such a rare quality. Now I want to be loved by everyone. That's why I keep on ingratiating myself. You have a rare quality. Now what do you know about this position you've applied for?
I understand the vacancy is for a security coordinator.
A senior security coordinator. We've upgraded it. We've big plans for this place. During the next 5 years, it will expand to over twice its present size, and the man we choose must grow with it. We'll be carrying out a new research program. But as you know, I can't give you any further details at this stage.
It's hush-hush, Somerson.
Thank you, Hamilton. I know I don't have to spell it out to you. There's one thing I can tell you, though. The new research program will make this place the target for every foreign agent worth his salt in the country. They'll move heaven and earth to ferret out the details of the new process.
I don't think we'll have much difficulty keeping them out, sir. I've got this place pretty well buttoned up.
My dear fellow, they won't try to get in. Nothing so clumsy as that. They'll persuade someone on the inside to bring the information out.
How would they do that?
Bribery or blackmail. Sometimes we tend to employ people who are better scientists than they are security risks.
I've been through the present staff with a fine-tooth comb. I'm reasonably happy with what we've got.
Yes, but to get this crash program through, we're going to have to employ people who would not have been our first choice. They won't all be of the caliber of Mr. Hamilton here.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Maxwell.
It's got to be faced. We could have people in high positions who would be susceptible to outside approaches. Security must find the rotten apples before the opposition does. You follow me?
I think so.
The man I want for this job will have to be able to sniff out trouble before it starts. More than that, he will have to act as an agent provocateur, offering temptation to see who succumbs. He must lay traps, seduce the weak into betraying themselves. Now, would you be prepared to do that?
Of course.
It's not everybody's cup of tea. Our man would have to shop his mother if he thought she was a security risk. He must, in fact, be a real right swine.
Oh, I think we can safely put Mr. Somersham into that category.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Oh, I meant it as a compliment, my dear chap.
Of course you did, Hamilton. If you get the job, Mr. Somersham, you'll eventually become one of the most hated men on the establishment. After myself, of course. But as you've never courted popularity, that shouldn't be a handicap.
What sports do you play, Somersham?
I really think we've gone past that stage, Mr. Bishop. In fact, I think we've about come to the end. And about time, too, eh, Mr. Somersham? Anything else, anyone? No? No? Good. All that remains, then, is for us to go into solemn conclave and arrive at a unanimous decision.
Is there anything you'd like to ask us, Somersham?
When will a decision be made?
Soon. Shortly after lunch, I think. And talking of lunch, what's the canteen like here?
The canteen? Well,
It's very cheap.
Yes, very cheap. So I understand. I haven't actually been there myself. Have you, Bishop?
I have to be very careful what I eat.
If you've finished with me, gentlemen.
Yes, of course. You cut along, Mr. Somersham. We've taken up too much of your time.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Somersham. He's our man, I think. What's your view, Bishop?
Now. Business suspended until after lunch.
Well, there's a very nice pub down the road. They do decent sandwiches and meat pies.
Sounds the ideal invalid fare for Bishop's delicate stomach. But I'm game. Now, this will be on me. No, I insist.
Any sign of him?
No. And I make it bang on 9:30 now.
Right, he's not coming. We'll get on the next train.
You know, we've had some lousy things to do in this job, but this is about rock bottom.
Don't take the money, then. Our train's coming.
When it comes to kidnapping 7-year-old kids...
Let them off first, please.
This one's a smoker.
Stand clear of the doors.
There he is.
What? Come on. Put your foot in the door. Right.
Oh.
We'd given you up. Another couple of seconds, we'd have been gone.
I was delayed.
I wouldn't cut it as fine as that again. Have you got what we want?
In my briefcase.
Right. Let's have it.
When you produce my son, not before.
There's got to be trust in business. If everybody insisted on cash in advance, industry would grind to a halt. You've got my word that he'll be returned to your house within 5 minutes of your handing that briefcase over.
That's not satisfactory.
It's the best we can do.
And what guarantee have I that you would keep your word once I'd parted with the briefcase?
We'd have nothing to gain by hanging on to him. He's eating us out of house and home as it is.
Well, it seems I have no option.
Our train's coming.
There's not much time. Let me see the photograph of page 11.
Why page 11?
We've already got page 11. I want to compare.
There.
Excellent. That looks like the genuine article. Sorry for the mistrust. Put it back in the briefcase. And give the lot to me. Thank you. It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
My son?
Yes. Go up the escalator to the ticket hall. There's a line of phone boxes. Go in the first one by the exit. It will ring in about 5 minutes and you'll be told where your son is.
Let them off first, please. Let them off first.
The one nearest the door. Goodbye.
Where you're going, can't you?
Excuse me.
Oh, don't push. There are plenty of other phone boxes.
I must have this one if you don't mind.
Well, I do mind. I was here first. Here. Well, all that nerve.
Stupid fool. Come on. Ring, damn you, ring.
Look, if you're not going to phone, I've got an urgent call to make.
I'm waiting for someone to ring me.
But this is a public telephone box, you know that.
Hello? Hello? Is there anyone there? Hello? Is there anyone there?
Hello? Who's that?
Gwen?
Is that you, John?
to hold on until someone answered.
And they told me I would be rung with news of Simon. They tricked us.
But he's here. Simon's here, John. They brought him back.
Thank God. Is he all right?
Oh, it's fine. He thinks it was all a game, the toys they've given him. Oh, John.
What's the matter?
You got him back for me. I know what it must have meant. I'm sorry for what I said yesterday.
That's all right, Gwen. The important thing is, I seem to have managed it without messing up my chances of promotion.
Yes, that is the important thing. Did you get the job?
I'll know this afternoon. It's vital that nothing of what's happened leaks out, Gwen. It could ruin me.
I won't tell anyone. Good luck for this afternoon.
Afternoon. May I see your pass, please, sir?
There we are.
Thank you, Mr. Somersham. Signing you in at 1:45.
Are you asking to see everyone's pass without exception?
I am, sir.
Good man.
Good Lord.
Hello, sir. Good lunch?
Passable. Do you think a pound would cover it?
A pound, sir?
For the cakes. Perhaps you'd ask Shirley to get them.
Oh, have you got the job then, sir?
I think so. Mr. Hamilton gave me a most encouraging nod as I returned from lunch.
Ed, is the Gestapo back yet? Oh, didn't see you there, Mr. Somersham. Mr. Hamilton wants to see you right away.
Are you smoking?
Well, I started it during my lunch hour.
They don't do you any good, you know. Let Mr. Hamilton know I'm on my way over, would you please?
Blimey.
Hamilton. Oh, good. Thank you very much. Somersham's on his way over now, Mr. Maxwell.
Oh, dear. I'm not ready for him yet.
But you said after lunch.
Yes, but I'm still waiting for some more information before I can finally make up my mind. Ah, and this could be it. Maxwell.
Garwood here, Mr. Maxwell.
Oh, hello, Garwood. How did it go?
He handed over the photographs as meek as a lamb, and we returned his son.
Oh, dear. I was afraid that might happen. I really thought he was ruthless enough to be our man.
What is it, Mr. Maxwell?
Just a minute, Garwood. Disappointing news, I'm afraid, Hamilton. Somersham has failed to qualify for the job. I arranged a little test for him, and he didn't pass it.
Oh, dear.
You echo my sentiments. Still, it's as well we found out now. It could have been the real thing. Fancy him letting us down. I'd have bet my last penny on him. I wonder.
I say, Garwood, listen carefully. I've just had an idea.
Yes, sir?
I suppose he did give you the right photographs.
The one we checked was all right.
What about the others?
Collins is checking through the briefcase now. Hello?
What is it?
There's something funny in the briefcase. Looks like greasy breadcrumbs.
Greasy? Garwood, don't touch that.
Good God. Hello, Garwood. Hello?
Anything the matter, sir? Come in.
You sent for me, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, indeed. Do you want to tell him, Mr. Maxwell? Mr. Maxwell.
Eh? Oh. You've got the job, Sir Masham. You've got the job.
In A Test to Destruction by R.D. Wingfield, John Somersham was played by Robert Lang, Maxwell by Dudley Foster, Garwood by Malcolm Tierney, and Hamilton by Patrick Newell. Gwen Somersham, Beth Harris, Collins, Patrick Tull, Price, John Nightingale, Bishop, Geoffrey Siegel, Archer, Matthew Walters, Brown, Ian Thompson, and Shirley, Claire Ballantyne. The play was produced by Robert Cushman.